are back on the KYMN Morning Show. Coming up this weekend, it's a weekend full of big events. Joining us now in our studio is one of the organizers for one of those big events, the Snozhinky Days in the town of New Prague. Brooke Stika is with us from the New Prague Chamber of Commerce. Brooke, are you from the Chamber of Commerce? I should have asked before we went on the air.
Yes. Yep. I'm the director over here.
Okay.
Yep.
I kind of thought so. Well, you have, you and the town of New Prague have a lot of things going on this weekend. It's the annual Snozhinky Days. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So Friday night, everything kicks off. We start with something that we've kind of added just the last couple of years called the Snozhinky 0K. So that's going to be our new thing that just kicks off the weekend. It's a run that requires zero training. So it's just a fun little thing that we're doing to, you know, help raise money to support our local businesses and provide resources for the chamber to help them. So it's $25 to register if you're interested, and you get a beer and a T-shirt, and it's just it's over at 5:01, starts at 5 o'clock, it's over at 5:01, and then you get an epic post-race party afterwards. After the Snozhinky 0K, we've got the Classic Car Cruise. It's going to cruise back on Main Street this year, and that starts at 6:30 with registration starting right at 5 o'clock in the New Prague High School. The car cruise is $20 per vehicle, and it includes a meal from the Rotary Club food booth. This year, we're changing it up a little bit. If you're interested in participating and you have a more modern sports car or muscle car, we will allow those as long as they're in show condition, so they don't necessarily have to be 20 years old in order to be entered into the car cruise this year.
Okay.
After that, we're back at the beer garden on Friday for a band. Jake Nelson and his band are going to be performing for a little street dance over on Central Avenue on Main Street. So be sure to join us for that.
Boy, that's a day full. I love the 1-minute run. That's just perfect. That's right up my alley.
Lots of stuff to cover.
So you've got the street dance is going on. Is it just Friday or is that both days?
Well, so we have our big band is Friday after the car cruise, and that goes from 8:30 to midnight. We do have plenty of entertainment on Saturday, too, at various stages, but we change it up. It's a lot more local, smaller bands.
Okay. Tell us about the rest of the weekend and who's making this whole thing possible. It's I know it's sponsored by the chamber, but I'm sure you have a lot of people working on it.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. We have an amazing amount of sponsors this year. I mean, it's incredible how many businesses and local organizations have come out to support us for the event this year. It's nice because it's kind of, you know, back to a normal year. Last year was still a little bit, you know, there were some changes. And so it's just the amount of support we've got is incredible. I really want to give a quick shout out to our big exclusive sponsors and platinum level sponsors.
Sure.
First Bank and Trust, Hairtels Floors, Mayo Clinic Health System of New Prague, Your Works Automotive Specialist and Legacy Auto Works, North Star Tree Service and Land Clearing, Safety Signs, Midwest Bank, Autowash Systems Inc., Bevcom, New Prague ATA Family Martial Arts, Tikalski Laser, the City of New Prague, and U.S. Bank, plus so many more. If you want to visit our website at newprague.com, you can get a full list of all 50 sponsors. Please consider supporting them. They make this event possible. We couldn't do without them. So huge thanks to our sponsors. We have to make this all happen. So
lot of sponsors as well. It's good to see that the community has really rallied behind this and taken some pride in the community and the heritage.
Absolutely.
You know, a question that I have to ask you, and I probably ask you this every year, Brooke, but for our listeners out there, because I always get asked this question, what is a Snozhinky? Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It means fall harvest.
Fall harvest, okay.
Their fall harvest festival, yep.
All right, and this has been going on so for so many years now. Any idea how long when this got started?
Yes, this was it's the 38th year. It started in 1984, the Snozhinky Festival. Yeah, so it's been a while.
Yeah, I remember I attended my first one in 1988. Actually, I was just traveling through New Prague on my way to a college football game in St. Peter. And coming back, it's like, wow, you know, looks like a fair. I'm starving, so I'm going to go get some fair food. And it
yeah,
ended up being
absolutely.
Just a great afternoon. It was perfect weather that day, and I've gone there a number of times since then. Once again, Brooke Stieke is our guest today with the New Prague Area Chamber of Commerce. Dozhinky Days, the fall festival coming up in New Prague this coming weekend. What else do we need to know about Dozhinky Days, Brooke?
Yeah, I'll kind of run just a little quick, really quick through Saturday, too, because we're back at it starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. A few highlights include the opening ceremony in the Czech Heritage Village at 10 o'clock. We'll have the color guard there. We'll do the national anthem, and it kind of kicks off the day on Saturday. We'll have plenty of food vendors and merchandise vendors lining Main Street, and then our Parade of Farm Pride kicks off at noon, and then we have a grand marshal this year, Julie Bezik, who completely deserves the honor. We're so excited for her. But we're really excited. We've got lots of tractors, lots of great businesses and organizations participating. So we hope you check that out. We've got, like I said before, we've got various local entertainment lining our streets all day, 10 to 5. Back in the Czech Heritage Village, we've got a fun kids activity. It's called the Kids Czech Tour. You can go learn about the Czech heritage over there and then fill up your passport book and then head over to the beer garden for a prize. We've got a couple of new things this year. We've got the Pit Stop Challenge that's sponsored by A&W Automotive out of New Prague. And that's going to be located over by the old mill. You can race to see who can change tires the fastest. So that's kind of fun. We've got petting farm and pony rides and crafting along Main Street. And then Word of Life Church will be sponsoring a bounce house party over in Memorial Park this year. So we're excited for that. We've got a kolachka eating contest following the parade over at the Chamber Beer Garden. If you think that you can eat more than 6 kolachki to beat our reigning champ from last year in under 2 minutes, you'll receive some New Prague checks to shop in New Prague. Lots of stuff going on. But if you want more information about what's happening over the course of the weekend, you can visit our website at newprague.com. Lots of information there.
Yeah, I just clicked on the newprague.com, and it does have a lot of information, just about everything would want to know from that. So is there anything, does it wind up on Saturday night, or do you have some events carry over to Sunday morning?
Yeah, so all the stuff on Main Street the road stays closed through Saturday. It opens up at 6 a.m. on Sunday, but everything wraps up kind of around 7 o'clock on Saturday, except for the Dozhinky softball tournament. That does go through Sunday sometimes, so just depending on how many teams are involved. But, yep, everything pretty much wraps up on Saturday.
All right, well, it's a wonderful, wonderful event, and I hope you have good weather for it. You know, we had Defeat of Jesse James Days this weekend. A little rain on Friday, but Saturday and Sunday, for the most part, were picture perfect, as much as we could ask for. As you'd mentioned, the celebrations have been kind of altered the last couple of years because of the pandemic. We had a great turnout this weekend, and we hope that you have the best weather and a great turnout, because you really do have a wonderful festival and saluting the Czech heritage, and that is just a good time. So best of luck to you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.